we've achieved a major commercial milestone by entering into a take-or-pay long-term offtake agreement with a large buyer of salt.
What does take-or-pay mean?
Commercially, it means you have to take the salt for the agreed volume. If you do not take the salt, you still need to pay us the agreed dollar value.
How much salt will they take, and how much does that account for in terms of what the Chandler salt mine will produce?
Yeah, 500,000 tonnes per annum from start-up of the project. That's approximately 70% of the average annual future salt production from the project.
Have you negotiated a good price?
We are comfortable with the commercial terms.
And what about economies of scale, Duncan? Salt supply competitiveness globally is dominated by volume. Is the Chandler mine big enough to compete?
Our business model is not to compete against the major solar evaporative ponds, which are geared towards the big Panamax ships. We are a niche, high-value and reliable, what is referred to in the industry as a swing producer. One of the advantages of being located in the middle of Central Australia is we are not impacted by cyclones and extreme weather events. If you look at a cyclone map of predominantly Western Australia, where 95% of Australia's export salt comes from, they may have many cyclones in the course of 1 year, but over 100 years, the map is just a mess of cyclone trails. So what that means is when a cyclone or extreme weather event hits a solar evaporative pond, it can take up to 6 months for them to get back on track. And while they are down for 6 months, swing producers like us, when you have a spot price increase, we kick in and can provide reliable supply during those peaks and troughs.
Where is the Chandler project at now? Are you still going through the environmental approval process?
Correct. We are on track to do that in the course of the next few months. We'll be having an opportunity in 2 weeks' time when we are at the AGIS conference in Alice Springs, where members of the public can come in and see what we are doing and have an opportunity to either raise concerns or identify opportunities that are beneficial in the community.
You must be confident, though, given that you've signed a supply agreement.
Our regulatory work that we've done over many years that is required to gather suitable baseline data from fauna, flora, water, etc., has shown no fatal flaws in the project. We are working closely with multiple community stakeholders, and to date it appears that we've got neutral to broad support for a long-term project that could potentially be Central Australia's or one of Central Australia's largest private employers.
If all goes well, when will you start building the mine and when could production start?
Our intention is to start construction in the second half of this year. Approximately 2020 is when we will commence salt production.
Tell us about the jobs. How many will be involved in construction and then production?
We estimate construction phase between 280 to 350 jobs. And during the operational phase, we are still modelling approximately 180 jobs. One of the advantages of our salt business, it's a mine it, crush it, bag it and ship it business, which is not high tech at all. The storage business is an underground warehouse business. So again, forklift drivers, cherry pick drivers, tractor drivers, etc. Well suited for local community. We are also very keen to try to develop as many local Aboriginal jobs and pull those from the local community as well.